Hi, I'm Bob Masago. Welcome to this in-studio session. I'm pleased to welcome Sam Bush. He's got a new album out called Radio John, the Songs of John Hartford, tribute to John Hartford. It's available now on Smithsonian Folkways Records. If you're not familiar with the name Sam Bush, let me just remind you that he is a four-time IBMA Mandolin Player of the Year, Lifetime Achievement Award winner from the Americana Music Association, three-time Grammy winner, but more importantly, he has two royalty titles. He's the King of Telluride, and according to the state of Kentucky, the King of Newgrass. Do those titles take any special responsibilities?
I don't have to lord over my kingdom. No, it doesn't take much responsibility because I didn't name myself those. But yeah, it was actually pretty great for a Kentuckian to be. It was an honor on the Kentucky Senate floor, and miraculously, it was a unanimous vote. I guess Madeline Pickens not so political, huh? But at any rate, it was a big honor and big deal in one of the other commonwealths, to be honored that way, for sure.
Well, it's great to have you here and to hear this new album. It's such a wonderful tribute to John Hartford, a man whose songwriting, I think, is underestimated.
It could well be in that, a lot of people might not have known about John's early career in the 60s. I was born in 1952, so I was fortunate to grow up around the Nashville, Tennessee television viewing area, and I got to see him on a show, and people used to have syndicated shows on Saturday afternoon, like the Wilburn Brothers, Porter Wagoner, Ernest Tubb, Bill Anderson, my favorite, Flatt & Scruggs. And so I'm pretty sure it was the Wilburn Brothers show one day. I saw this guy singing a song, but he was playing Scruggs-style banjo. And, I'd never seen anyone sing at the same time as being able to play Scruggs-style banjo. And but I didn't get his name. And my dad and I went down to – had a good opportunity to go to the Grand Ole Opry. So we were down in Nashville a few weeks later at the Ernest Tubb record shop, and I'm just leafing through albums, and there's that guy. That's him. That's the guy I saw. And it was John Hartford's his name. Okay. So I bought that album, and it was one that had – the album was called Earth, Words, and Music. And specifically on that record, you mentioned his songwriting. I think that particular record has such deep songs by John. A couple of those I recorded off that record. And Gentle on My Mind was also on that record. So I heard that Gentle on My Mind song before Glenn Campbell had recorded it. And then, of course, it really busted wide open for John when Glenn had a hit on that song. And each time we'd go back to Nashville, I would go back to the Ernest Tubb record shop and get me another John Hartford record. So his early ones on RCA, which were done in Nashville and with kind of, Nashville instrumentation backing John, but, your standard country instrumentation of the day. And I just loved his songs, and it was always unique to me how he blended the banjo and sometimes maybe played the fiddle. Very fine guitarist. He did that too. So I just grew up loving John's music. And then when he later started the band that we call it the Aeroplane Band. There was never an official name for it. I think they actually called it the Dobrolic Plectral Society. But it was Vassar Clements on fiddle, Tut Taylor Dobro, and Norman Blake, guitar and mandolin, and John on banjo and guitar. And so when he started that group, it was like all us young bluegrassers really went nuts because there was, some of our favorite bluegrass pickers in Vassar and Norman. But John's great songs and the direction of where that could go. So I've often said, and I got to write it in a liner note for a later version of Aeroplane on CD, that I truly believe there wouldn't be any what we call Newgrass music without John Hartford and his Aeroplane Band. They really inspired a lot of pickers to stretch out on these instruments.
Would you like to play one of the songs from the new album?
Well, yeah, but by myself, of course. Yeah, because I had a little some health snafus in 2019, and my first gig back was playing at Telluride that year in Colorado. So we opened up with this song, and boy, it sure was apropos then. And after all of us in America, well, the world of the 2020 lockdown, this seemed like an appropriate song to put on this record too, called I'm Still Here.
Thank you. trains are running towards each other. Shotguns are pointed at my head. Tornado clouds are forming over the crossroads. H-bombs are falling around my bed. But I'm still here. I'm still here. Now how about that? My city may be falling, but I'm still here. The assassination squad has got their orders. The repossession man is on his way. The landlady's giving me her notice. I'll get pitched up with the trash just any day, but I'm still here. Still here, and ain't that slick? I may have lost my lunchbox, but I'm still here. So's my money. So are all my nerves and all my teeth. My hair is falling out, I'm getting skinny. Yeah, my friends are either dead or on relief, but I'm still here. I'm still here and still breathing. Well, I might be good as buried, but I'm still here. Well, I'm still here. I'm still here. Now, how about that? My city may be falling, but I'm still here.
Sam Bush in studio at WNRN. I'm still here. They can find that one on his new album, Radio John. The songs of John Hartford, and that is available now on Smithsonian Folkways Records. Sam, you mentioned how you came about John's music, but when did you have your first opportunity to play with him?
That would have been in Bean Blossom, Indiana, 1971, in the band Bluegrass Alliance. And Bill Monroe, although, you know, a lot of people think, oh, he didn't like progressive and everything, he actually booked us because we were progressive and we were different than, you know, the other things. So Bill was behind us, and also booked on that festival was John Hartford and the Aeroplane Band. So now that he had kind of an acoustic bluegrass instrumentation, you know, John wanted to play the Bluegrass Festival, things that he hadn't really been a part of. He'd been in California writing for the Smothers Brothers show while the, you know, we were back east in festivals. So we got to meet them. I'd met Vassar Clements before as a boy, and so I was like 19 now, and our band Bluegrass Alliance, and that included Tony Rice on guitar back then, and Courtney Johnson on banjo. And so we got to meet Hartford and them, and I was really thrilled about it. And one thing we found out quickly was that his love of jamming, I never met anyone that loved jamming and picking more than Hartford. I mean, he'd rather pick than eat. And so we probably that night after Aeroplane Band played and just blew the lid off the place for me, we probably had about a 3-hour jam session around a campfire. And so then when John and his guys would come to Louisville, where we live, Louisville, Kentucky, they'd come over to our bass player Ebo's house and we'd jam then. So I was like, man, these guys, they love to jam. And so it was actually, Tut was the first one to leave the band. of John's band, and so they actually asked me to replace Tut, and of course I loved that group and everything, but we had just gotten Newgrass Revival going, and it just really wasn't the right time. And of course I got to go on and record numerous things with John, and we played together a lot on the road because we had the same manager and booking agent, so we would literally open the show for John, we the Newgrass Revival, and then John would do his set, and then we'd probably band together and do another half hour after John's set. Or some nights he'd just go, you know what, guys, I don't want to play by myself, because now he was a solo performer. And some nights he'd just go, I don't want to play by myself. Y'all just want to play the whole set with me? Of course, we loved it, and we did. And so a lot of these songs, some of these tunes definitely on this recording, we used to play with John, and quite a lot of them, actually. So And some of them I later, you know, I played on his recordings of these, and he actually re-recorded some of his early stuff that what had been on RCA for the Flying Fish label. Now we had these sessions, and there was two specific albums I got to play on, All in the Name of Love and Nobody Knows What You Do. And John was, you know, he was in a very good period then of picking, and I was really, it was a great chair to get to sit in, to watch it all go down.
Nobody Knows What You Do was an especially good album, I think.
Yeah, I really loved it. And one of the big thrills was meeting Buddy Emmons and playing with Buddy Emmons. And John would sit me right beside Buddy in the studio. And Buddy would look at me and go, hey, I like you, okay. I just hate mandolins. So if somebody brings a mandolin in, there's going to be a fast bluegrass kind of song played, and I don't like those at all. But yeah, Buddy was actually always very nice to me.
Would you be willing to play us another song from the album?
Yeah. And this one, probably one of, he had done this earlier, but I got to play on the re-recording of it and sing harmony with John on this one. And this is featured Tall Buildings. Someday, my baby, when I am a man, and others who've taught me the best that they can, they'll sell me a suit and cut off my hair and send me to work in tall buildings. So it's goodbye to the sunshine, goodbye to the dew, and goodbye to the flowers, and goodbye to you. I'm off to the subway, I must not be late. I'm going to work in tall buildings. Now when I'm retired, my life is my own. I made all my payments, it's time to go home. And wonder what happened betwixt and between when I went to work in tall buildings. So it's goodbye to the sunshine, goodbye to the dew, and goodbye to the flowers, and goodbye to you. I'm off to the subway, I must not be late. I'm going to work in tall buildings.
Sam Bush in studio at WNRN. A song from Radio John, the songs of John Hartford, his new release. It's available now on Smithsonian Folkways Records. Sam, it's kind of different than a lot of tribute albums. Tribute albums a lot of times are to people that influence other artists. This one's very personal for you.
Well, it is. And when I first got it going, I didn't aim for this to be a record. I was Lynn and I, my wife and I, like to we work together. She runs our she's the accountant, money manager, so runs our road band business, and a lot of we do so much business in our house that sometimes we need to get away together and get out of our house to not do as much business. So we go down to Florida, and I take little machines, recording machines, and take instruments, and like to sit around and make up a tune. But sometimes in you know, you get stuck making up a tune, so I just revert back to what are some songs I really like. And I was just kind of think about these old Hartford songs, and I took a lyric book that John put out one time with me once, and so I started singing some of these. And then I got stuck. I'm not a good engineer, and I could not figure out how to work my machine. So my friend Donnie Sundell, who's a great musician down there that co-owns a studio, he said, "Well, I'll come over tomorrow. I could probably help you out." Well, the next day he brought an entire recording board, Pro Tools, digital rig, speakers, microphones, preamps, even an extra bass. And so at this point, I thought, huh. So I started, first thing we just started doing, horsing around, start playing some of these Hartford songs. And well, okay. And I really aimed to just sort of make tapes, well, I still call them tapes, but make tapes to play for my band, and then they'd learn them. Well, then when Donnie brought, you know, when he brought over the digital equipment, it's like, well, you know, now it's being professionally recorded. So I still didn't have a specific plan, though. And then when the 2020 lockdown occurred, the fellow that's engineering here with us on this tour I'm doing with Edgar Meyer is Rick Wheeler. So Rick has a home recording studio, too. So we, in 2020, spent a lot of hours with Rick Wheeler, now continuing to work on these tapes and really working hard on the singing. And the thing I had to work the hardest on was probably banjo picking. So I didn't set out to just make a record where I played everything myself. So 9 of the 10 tunes are the John Hartford songs that I did play all the instruments. And then one tune called Radio John that John Pinnell and I, John's from Illinois, and he grew up loving the music of Hartford also. So Pinnell and I, and we are co-writers and St. Louis Cardinal fans together more than anything. But we talk more baseball than songs. But Pinnell and I got, and again, this was in 2020, so over the phone we kind of started writing this. I had this song about Radio John that even the term Radio John's a little personal to me, in that on the back of the Newgrass Revival's first album cover is a poem written about the band by a guy named Radio John from Topanga Canyon. Well, it was Hartford. I think he was somehow contractually restricted from using his own name, you know, when you're on a certain label or whatever. And so he wrote Radio John, and that was his DJ name when he was a young man too on KSTL. So John Pinnell and I wrote all this. I mean, at one point we had like 20 verses about, well, we got to cut this down, because we were trying to talk about all the things Hartford was really good at, and there were many, you know, fiddler, banjo picker, singer, songwriter. Later, I remember when he said, "I'm going to start dancing. I'm learning to dance while I play." I'm going, impossible on banjo. Well, he did it. Or he became a steamboat captain. I mean, he worked on boats as a boy, you know, and he loved the river and the steamboats. And once I asked him, well, what all does that entail if you become a steamboat captain? He says, well, you have to be able to map the Mississippi River. And I went, really? So, or one day he just decided, you know what, I'm going to change my handwriting. And he learned to do this beautiful, like, calligraphy. He called it Southern handwriting. And I said, how'd you learn to do that? He goes, oh, it's just like picking. You get in a rhythm. You just do it. It's rhythm. And I went, this guy must even breathe in time, right? So John had wonderful rhythm. And these songs mean a lot to me. But once Donnie and Rick, once we honed in on making these things, then it became a reality. We could put them out like this. And I'm glad I've done it once, because the joy for me is playing with others. So meticulously overdubbing with stuff that I've already done doesn't knock me out. But, you know, I'm glad we went through the process once, because and maybe I'll do it on a song or two sometime in the future, but I don't, you know, whole record, no, I like picking with a band.
Do you have time to give us one more?
Oh, yeah. And this one was on one that this song that I got to record for the record. It was originally done in John's RCA, early RCA period from the 60s, and it was on that first album I ever bought by John called Earth, Words, and Music. So this one... And when you spoke that John was maybe an underestimated songwriter, I have to agree with that because for me, he was writing beautiful things on par with Kris Kristofferson and Mickey Newberry and the great writers of the 60s. And so this is A Simple Thing is Love.
When you come across unto me with your hair tangled, grass of evening breezes, and you do not hide your face because somebody said one time it wasn't natural. What a joy for us just running down this crooked trail of midnight and the peaceful things inside me that it does. You whisper low, I have to go. The acid tears start coming slow to complicate a simple thing as love. Awake now, I don't hear the floorboards creaking as you walk back from the window, or feel your satin fingers drawing patterns on my back where I lay dying. Without you, I'm a child who sucks the vacant thumb of emptiness left crying when he has not had enough. At the mercy of an empty room, sing verses to some faded wall, confused about a simple thing as love. It's too bad we couldn't stay here till the clock runs out and falls from sheer exhaustion, or till morning as I watch you as you stoop to pick your things up from the floor. But too soon for us it's over, and the shock of the electric light bulb sunrise in New Zealand up above, as it dangles to remind us of the spider web that binds us and just complicates a simple thing as love. Awake now, I don't hear the floorboards creaking as you walk back from the window, or feel your satin fingers drawing patterns on my back where I lay dying. Without you, I'm a child who sucks the vacant thumb of emptiness left crying when he has not had enough. At the mercy of an empty room, sing verses to some faded wall, confused about a simple thing as love.
Sam Bush in studio at WNRN, another song from the new Radio John. The Songs of John Hartford, that's available now on Smithsonian Folkways Records. Sam, I can tell you how much we appreciate you coming in today.
Well, thank you. And also, just like that, it's coming out quicker than I thought. It'll be available on vinyl at the end of March, I think.
Great.
So that's, we were, you know, vinyl's kind of following along whenever the pressing plants all catch up. But so it's on vinyl. I just got one right before I left the house here yesterday. We were in Nashville at the time of this interview, and they just kind of came in, and oh boy, I like album covers. and this fine artwork done by Willie Matthews on the cover of this, who Willie did John's Mark Twain album many years ago. So Willie's an old friend from Colorado, and then all of us tied in. A lot of tie-ins with people that I got to work with, or, you know, Willie the artist. The whole thing is because we all loved Hartford's music.
I also want to mention to everybody that although it's not in the Commonwealth, close by you can see Sam Bush this summer. He's playing at Merlefest. That'll be in April. And in October, so I guess the fall, Bluegrass Island Festival in Manio in the Outer Banks.
Yeah, man.
Those things coming up.
Well, yep, it's going to be a good year. Looking forward to playing all year.
Sam, thanks again. I'm Bob Masago for WNRN. Big thanks to Graham Rosner for his engineering on today's sessions. Thanks for listening.